Jaina flicked off the intercom switch, then started back toward her Stealth X, securing her helmet and glove seals as she walked. Gullible, no force presence, and a terrible liar, the voice definitely belonged to a stowaway droid, probably one sent by the Sith. That made enough sense that Jaina felt vaguely guilty for not anticipating the tactic in time to prevent the sabotage. The only thing she didn't understand was why the Sith hadn't just rigged the fusion core to blow. A living stowaway they might have valued enough to work out an escape plan. But a droid? She could not imagine that any Sith deserving of the name would give a second thought to sacrificing a droid. Jaina reached her Stealth X and found BY-2B standing behind the far wing, holding the last laser cannon in her heavy cargo arms. Jaina made a quick visual inspection of the bedraggled starfighter, then asked, "Is she ready to fly?"
"Ready would be an overstatement,"
BY-2B answered.
"But the craft is capable of launching. I do hope you checked your flight suit for vacuum hardiness."
"No need. It's not me that will be going EV." Jaina ascended the short access ladder and climbed into the cockpit. As she buckled herself in, she asked, "By-2B, have you seen any new droids around here lately?"
"No. Not since departing Clatooine."
"Clatooine?" Jaina's stomach began to grow cold and heavy. "Then you did see a new droid before we left for the Maw."
"Indeed, I did. A Rabaxan MSE-6.
"A mouse droid?" Jaina gasped. "And you didn't report it?"
"Of course not. Captain Calrissian had warned me just a few minutes earlier to expect a courier shuttle carrying a new utility droid."
Jaina groaned and hit the pre-ignition engine heaters, then asked, "And I suppose he told you this over your internal comm link?"
"Yes, as a matter of fact. How did you know?"
"Because that wasn't Lando you heard," Jaina said, speaking through clenched teeth. "It was a sabotage droid programmed with an impersonation protocol."
"Sabotage? Why would anyone bother? We don't even have an asteroid in tow."
"It's not an asteroid they're after." Jaina unfastened her flight suit just far enough to retrieve her comlink from her chest pocket, opened a secure channel to Lando, and demanded, "What was the last meal I ate before boarding the Exquisite Death?"
"You expect me to remember what you had for lunch 13 years ago?"
Lando replied, taking the verification query in stride.
"But you didn't have time to finish it. I remember that much."
"Good enough," Jaina said, satisfied that she was talking to the man and not the mouse. The meal to which she was referring had taken place aboard Lando's yacht, the Lady Luck, shortly before she had tricked a Yuuzhan Vong boarding party into taking her and the rest of a Jedi strike team aboard their ship. "Did you buy an MSE-6 while we were back on Clatooine?"
"No. Why?"
"Because By-2B saw one come aboard," Jaina replied. "Apparently you told her to expect it."
"I told her?"
Lando fell silent while he digested Jaina's meaning, then said,
"Blast! Those aren't Sith out there. They're pirates."
Jaina was skeptical.
"What makes you think so?"
"Slipping a stowaway aboard is an old pirate trick. Only this time, they were creative, impersonating the captain instead of just blowing an airlock."
"Maybe," Jaina said, still not convinced. An alert tweedle sounded inside the cockpit, announcing that the Stealth X was ready to launch. "Time to go. You handle the mouse, and I'll take care of whoever sent it."
"Affirmative. I'll have By-2B organize a hunt. Can you lend her your comlink?"
"Sure." Jaina passed the comlink out to the droid.
"Lando has a job for you."
The droid extended one of her delicate tool arms to accept the comlink.
"How do I know this is the real Captain Calrissian?"
"You'll have to trust me on that."
Jaina closed her flight suit again, then added, "That's an order, by the way."
"Well..."
A soft hydraulic hiss sounded beneath BY-2B as she allowed her telescoping legs to compress.
"If it's an order..."